What's up, y'all? It is Mike once again. Yes, it's the return of The Walking Dead World Beyond review, recap show, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in since the beginning. And if you've been here since the beginning of The Walking Dead recap shows and Fear of the Walking Dead, much love. So it is Saturday afternoon. I'm going to be talking about episode 7 of season 1. The episode was called Truth or Dare. It aired November 15th. And going through my notes right now and highlighting everything for y'all, man, this was an exciting episode. Finally. I think this is probably my favorite one so far. Yeah. So ignore anything that I've said from 1 through 6. This probably, because this is where it gets like, what the hell? And I don't want to start where my WTF is. I'll just get to that later. So let's talk about this episode. We get a flashback of Huck. We get Huck's story, which was cool. I really like Huck. I don't know about y'all, but I like her. And her story, her backstory is freaking nuts. I mean, obviously, in the Marines, taking out zombies when it all started, gets orders to take out everything that's walking, that's not military. Huck is not about that. And right when all that crap's about to go down, Huck winds up shooting all her Marines, even her friend. I was like, she is a beast. She is a G. She is like, earned my respect up to here. So I hope nothing happens to Huck. I'm going to be pissed. She's like my Daryl Dixon. She's like my Carol of World Beyond. Nothing better happened to Huck. But that whole story there was nuts. Let's see here. The kids play Truth or Dare. And Percy starts pushing on Hope, on like, he knows there's something she's hiding. Was he playing? Was he not playing? Either way, she gets upset, and there goes Ulton. Now, I know I said Elliot in the last thing, in the last review, but yeah, Ulton. Of course, Ulton jumps up because he's got a little alcohol in him, and he gives her a hug. I thought it was going to be a kiss, but either way, you already know the feelings are there. Poor Ulton. Yep, it's going to be, oh yeah, it's going to be bad. And while they're playing Truth or Dare, who's watching? Silas. Silas is watching Percy. So that's drama. Oh, jeez. Anyways, let's see what else. Oh, yeah. Hope ends up telling Huck that she killed somebody. And then it happens to be Elton's mom with the craziness. And Huck, kind of tapping into the back of her past, gives her the same advice. Like, yo, you got to bury that crap. Bury it. And I agree. I agree with Huck. I think she needs to bury it. I think she just needs to leave it alone. It'll crush Ulton even more. And Ulton, that hope of what if she's there is better than the girl that I've been hanging out with, the girl that I hug, the girl that I have feelings for, killed my mom a long time ago because my mom killed her mom. So, yes, bury it deep, deep in a little box, Hope. So I agree with Huck on that totally. And then, of course, those two, while they're talking, they find the fuel. They're looking for fuel. And then, boom, Walter jumps out of nowhere and grabs Hope. And then, you know, Huck uses that Jedi mind trick. And then poor Walter, he's already been bit. When she was telling him, like, I can save you, I was thinking to myself, no, that's not going to happen. I don't know what you're talking about, Huck. It was all a plan. She shot him anyways, got rid of him. But yeah, he needed to go. He was going to turn into a zombie. There was no way in saving him at all. But with all that stuff, obviously, Hope is now, you know, that solidified. Like, I'm not gonna tell Ulton, which was good. Let's see what else. Percy winds up telling Iris, hey, meet me at the bus. I thought he was going to be there with her. He didn't. So that's even extra smooth. I don't know about Percy. I don't know if I like him because he just seems like, is he cool or is he just extra slimy? Because, I mean, yeah, you would have set it up and I would have been like, ta-da, what do you think? But he wasn't even there. So that even added to even more of the suave, the swag that Percy has. So then Iris goes and she's looking at her stuff and the art stuff, and then she falls asleep and then she walks up, and this is where my WTF moment is on my paper right here. It says, what the fuck? I wrote, am I right or am I wrong, people? Tony's head smashed and Silas's wrench is right there. Was that Tony? Is that Uncle Tony? Was that Uncle Tony's head bashed, or was that somebody else that Silas found? Because I'm going to be really upset. I can feel my blood pressure rising. If Uncle Tony is taken out, Percy's not around, and then Silas is in a bathroom stall freaking out with blood covered all over him. And that's where the episode ends. It's obvious that this next episode, I haven't seen it yet. It's on my DVR. I'm about to watch it. It's probably going to be a backstory of Silas, I'm assuming. killing his grandparents, something. I don't know, somebody. The trailer looked like he was bashing in somebody. I don't know, but the dude is off. He's like of Mice and Men, but in a batter. And I know that's not a word, but batter way, right? Am I the only one, or am I? I don't know. I don't know. He seems a little lost. He's like who was the little girl that Carol was like, look at the flowers. Like, I don't know. She actually made sense. Silas doesn't make sense. I don't know. Either way, it better not be Uncle Tony. If it is, I'm going to be upset. And I have, for that, that's it. I'm going to let y'all guys go and gals. I'm going to go watch the next episode. I'll be back later on and I'll post my review on The Walking Dead World Beyond. If you want to hear more, just search The Walking Dead Recap Show, Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show, and you can find all my reviews there. If you go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, if you go to the top podcast, you'll see other podcasts, other TV shows that I've done in the past. I'm catching up on some. This whole pandemic thing, having a family, I got two boys, one's six, one's three. It's life. Life is crazy right now, so it's hard to find a spot, a time to sit down and record these. So yeah, and then shout outs to Jesus of dysfunctional.com. I know that he and I have been trying to get together. We will. Walking Dead is coming back soon. So is the new Fear of the Walking Dead. So that's it, people. Mike the Movie Guy, that is me. iwatchmike.com is my blog. You can find all my social media right there. I'll come back. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.